On radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is now a catastrophic Category 4 storm, powering up with lightning speed as it storms toward Florida's west coast and areas pounded by Hurricane Helene less than 2 weeks ago. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
If the landfall occurs north of Tampa Bay, that is at least a 10-foot storm surge into Tampa Bay, could be as high as 15 feet.
Landfalls expected Wednesday. Israel pausing to mark 1 year since Hamas' October 7th attack. Liat Corinne Unger's cousin among the 40 people taken hostage. She tells CBS Morning.
He's struggling to breathe. He has asthma. He's not allowed to cough out loud. Unfortunately, they are threatening him with death not to make any noise.
Supreme Court begins a new term today. CBS's Jen
Crawford. On the horizon, likely in December, a challenge to state laws banning hormone treatments and puberty blockers for minors with gender dysphoria.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Wisconsin for the fourth time in 8 days. He held a campaign rally yesterday in Juneau.
I'm putting everything on the line to fight for you, and we're going to fight for you, and we're all going to win together. It's going to be the greatest win in the history of our country. I believe that.
There's less than a month before the election. The latest Marquette poll has Kamala Harris with a 4-point lead. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A survivor of Hurricane Helene is in Wisconsin with family to not be a drain on resources for people who have nowhere else to go. Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in her little town of Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help.
There are supplies getting to people. They have different areas set up for people to get things they need.
She said the destruction is everywhere, but the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster, because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died, and there's a lot of people that have lost everything.
You can read the full article on WFHR.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Hebhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners on radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the company. We got good things coming up this hour. Going to get into some entertainment in a little bit. We got Tom Heiser joining us. Looking forward to that. Tom will be joining us with our monthly veterans update, of course. But it's a Monday, and you know how we like to kick things off around here.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR for this Monday, October 7th, 2024. Please don't adjust your radio. Yes, this is a different voice. This is Beth Habecker. I am the new host. I was co-host with Melissa and this award-winning show Within a Show. Mm-hmm. And I want to first begin by saying thank you to Melissa for all of the hard work she has put into making this show the success that it is. It would not have been what it is without her. So thank you for your time and energy. You have made this a great show that is now hitting a milestone today.
Mm-hmm. Milestones? You're not going to be talking about stone soup, are you?
Beth, this is what we had in mind when we were talking about this.
Relax, boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We're not going to talk about cooking with stones, although that might be a topic for another time. We're hitting a milestone with the show today.
Mm. Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary.
It's not tomorrow. It is today. That's right. Today we are celebrating the 2-year anniversary of the Kitchens Open.
All right. Wow. Wow. That's hard to believe.
That
2
very,
years?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, where has the time gone? I don't know where anything is anymore.
You know, when I first started writing these segments for everybody. No, I'm joking. honestly, this was something that we thought would be a great opening for our show for this topic. Mm-hmm. And I never dreamed that it could be turned into what it was between what you and Melissa have done with the show. Phenomenal. Chef's kiss.
Yes. Thank you. And it really came from a collaborative effort. I had this idea about, because I loved and was addicted to the Food Network for a while.
Yes, I can attest.
Yes, Seth had to put up with it. Brought the idea about doing something with cooking, and with Melissa's creative genius, we came up with this. So in honor of the anniversary, I thought we would go back to that first episode that we ever did and revisit the theme for our first show. So let's take a look at food trends. All right.
All right. Mm.
Let's talk about time.
Well, Beth, you have the same amount of time for the segment as Melissa did.
So I'm talking about the time that it takes to make a meal, James.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. It makes more sense. Yeah. Gotcha.
Many of us have busy schedules, or we just want to be able to use our time to do other things that we love to do. So unless you are a chef or just really enjoy cooking, most of us don't want to spend more than 30 minutes preparing a meal.
Well, that's right. According to the Kitchen. They spell it that way deliberately.
They spelled
the
it that way
without
deliberately.
An E. Okay,
yep.
thekitchen.com. There's one thing home cooks and experts definitely agree on: creating quick, budget-friendly meals while still experimenting with new recipes and ingredients is key.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A great way to do that is when you're grocery shopping, see what's inexpensive. Maybe it's something
sale,
that you haven't
right?
used before, but look up a recipe.
Right. So, I mean, it's one thing to want a quick cook meal or to cook quick meals. But at the same time, you don't want to do the same like 5 things over and over again, right? So
right.
you want to experiment. You want to do something that's different and keep people excited about it. So you want the best of both worlds.
Unfortunately, quick oftentimes feels boring to me. And to what Seth was just touching on, the repetitive meals, I noticed that when I'm cooking for my parents and I, I'll go all out. If it's just me, do I have any peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, right.
Do I have any? Where is it? Where's the cereal? Where's something quick and fast? Yeah.
And there are tips and tricks that you can use to be able to make meals that you love a little bit more quick. One of the things that we use in our house is a silicone steamer, which you can use in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ooh.
Instead of taking 10, 20 minutes or however long it might take to broil a fish in the oven, it takes us 4 minutes to microwave a salmon. And the boys, and you know how finicky children can be with their meals, they love it. They look forward to it when we have salmon.
That's
so
right.
little tools like that can help. Also, keeping your ingredients list short. Mm. The fewer things you have to cook, usually the less time it takes.
That does help.
Mm-hmm.
So another trend that is coming up is mashing things together, which with what you're already familiar with, and thekitchen.com, and that is spelled KITCHN.com, offers suggestions like French onion soup, chicken, and mac and cheese, and pizza mac and cheese.
Those both sound good.
They don't sound bad at all. And it does seem, it's kind of funny to me to see these trends go, because this is also the way music has gone. where music has been this way for quite some time. We've done this with fashion as well. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how it affects almost all of our pop culture, even food, where it comes into where we just, this is the next step, what we do with these things creatively.
Right. Well, thank Hamburger Helper. You know, you saw it on the shelf growing up.
Great example.
And it was noodles, and you can make mac and cheese, and you throw in ground beef.
Right.
You fry that up and throw so that good. In, and there you go. You've got cheeseburger macaroni.
I cannot tell you how many meals of Hamburger Helper I made when I was a teenager when my parents were like, well, let's see, we're not going to be home. Seth needs to make food. Here you go. I was really good at browning ground beef.
There you go.
Good at that.
So many men got good at that thanks to Hamburger Helper. Yes,
that's right.
My father and I are two of them. Yes.
Well, one of the other things is we all like making hamburgers, right? Mm-hmm. So what are the other flavors that you like with your hamburger? Mm-hmm. I know in our house we've added like ranch mix and make ranch hamburgers.
Yeah, my dad likes
this. What about making it like a chili?
Ooh,
like a bowl of chili, add a couple of beans, maybe add some turmeric or the seasonings that you would make for a great bowl of chili. Throw that into your hamburger and you've got a chili burger.
Chili burger.
I like it. I like that.
Let's patent that word now.
Somebody getting on that.
This last week I created one that was more of a dessert and just happenstance because of the ingredients I had. And somebody named it Cream Puff Bars.
Yeah, so good.
You know, we all know what a cream puff is with that wonderful pastry and the cream inside. Mm-hmm. Well, this was making what's called a toffee bar, kind of like a blondie as your base, a cream cheese layer that's a little bit thicker, and then covering it with Cool Whip.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
It was a big hit.
Big hit. It was. It was very tasty.
So what about costs, right? According to thekitchen.com, affordability is crucial when you're making dinner almost every night. Most people don't stick to strict grocery budgets, but they do search for deals. Mm-hmm. A majority of home cooks, 83%, take some action to keep costs down when an item is more expensive than usual. For example, 41% try to purchase the item cheaper from another brand, and 30% wait until it's on sale and they can find a coupon to bring down that price. Additionally, 53% of home cooks consider which store has lower prices when determining where to grocery shop.
So what does this mean for a trend?
Well, people are looking to get the most bang for their buck. One way is to look closely at the price sticker on the shelf under the item you want to buy. Did you know that most of them tell you how much it is per ounce or per unit?
That's right.
Just because it looks like it's a deal doesn't always mean that it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point to bring up. And it's really, when you actually get down to it and you look at the per unit cost of something, you can really find out which is worth which is the better deal, which is the better buy. I've only done that more recently when I've gone shopping. So that's something new for me.
I will brag a little bit on this one because this is a little bit of my wheelhouse when it comes to cookies, and just specifically cookies. And that's it. Nothing else. But I'm serious about this. I look at the unit, how much they are, how much I'm getting, and am I getting a bang for my buck on the more generic ones or the real ones? Which ones are vanilla wafers or the generic ones? I wish I was joking and being exaggerate. I know this. This is my wheelhouse.
I totally believe you, and I love the idea of James in the grocery store, just at the cookie aisle with a calculator.
I make sure I get that.
Well, and that's the other thing, right? Most labels will tell you what it is. Not all labels tell you what it is. So what you need to do is figure out what that final price is for that item and how many ounces or units are in that item. And then you can divide the price by that unit to find out how much it is per unit.
Right. Well, I tell you one thing that if even in food trends, one thing that never goes out of style, saving money.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. People are always looking for ways to do that.
And sometimes bigger isn't always better. You know, we see things packaged at 12. Well, if you look closely, if it's on sale, the two packages of six, buying two of those may still be less expensive than buying one box of 12.
That's true.
So that's a good point. Always look at the prices. And again, as the article said, think about where you shop, because all grocery stores have different prices. One of the things that I've gotten into is I shop at one store first because I know I can get better deals there. And then if I can't find what I'm looking for there, I'll shop at another store. And it's okay. You don't have to get all your groceries all at one place.
That's a very good point as well. Well, speaking of getting, you know, having things on sale or at good prices, would this give people a reason to try something new?
Any time is a great time to try something new, Seth. It may be a trend per se, or may not be, but many home cooks are intimidated when it comes to ingredients they have never worked with before. The first step is being open to learning.
Kind of like teaching an old dog new tricks.
I'm not sure that I like being called an old dog, but
could have worded that differently.
Like a lot of people, I'm always willing to learn something new, and my family has been used as guinea pigs for new recipes a lot. Not all of them have turned out so well.
You can say that again.
Thanks, Seth. But some of them have been home runs.
That's true. That's true. Just some of them have been really great.
Pick one ingredient, do some research either through cookbooks or on the internet, and you may find a new food that you never knew you loved.
You're not going to know unless you try.
One of my favorite stories on this is we got a roast, a venison roast for my brother-in-law, our hunting brother-in-law. And Beth, who had never done any cooking, this is when we were first married, I think, or when we were dating.
I could cook. I've cooked before, but again, I was single, so I didn't do a lot of it for myself.
Of game cooking, I mean. Like with venison.
Yeah.
You've never done anything like that.
No, I've never done
that
before.
So she looked it up, and she found a recipe on, what was it, the Ohio State DNR?
Yep.
And she said, okay, let's go with it. She made it, and we invited my sister's family over, and my brother-in-law loved it. He thought it was awesome.
And he's a hunter and has cooked that stuff before.
Yes, he's a very good cook with it, too. Cool. So it was. You never know where you're going to find the perfect recipe.
It is true. And don't be afraid to try. You know, if you fail, you know, you fail. You found one way not to do it. And what was it, Thomas Edison? I found 99 ways not to do something before I found the one way to do it. So don't be afraid to try. You know, it's not going to hurt you.
That's James' homework this week. Find a new food. Try a new food, James.
I'm making a mental note. Making a note here. Try something new. All right.
Well, this is just one of many topics that we're going to be covering over The Kitchen is Open. And if you have any suggestions, please let us know. You can email us at info@civicmedia.com or me, beth.habhager. There's that extra H in there.
Yes.
civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you. So thank you for joining us for the anniversary segment of The Kitchen is Open. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to become a sponsor for the segment, contact Pam at our front desk.
That number is 715-424-1300. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the specifics.
We would love to feature your business during this segment. Just call 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right. Thank you.
Nice work, Beth. Nice.
Good job. Awesome.
Very well done. Very well done. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was great.
I have big shoes to fill, so.
That was awesome to sit over on the sidelines and enjoy.
Good.
Awesome. Well done.
Very
thank
cool.
Thank you.
That's really good to hear. And thank you, Beth. We appreciate you. We'll talk with you next Monday.
Sounds good.
We'll have more Kitchens Open for you next Monday right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Affects you with humor and a unique
tell
perspective. Matinee on
me.
Air with Jay Matinee.
Yeah.
Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are joined right now by our great friend, Tom Heiser, with our monthly Veterans Update. Tom, it is great to have you with us in studio. How you been, sir?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good.
Doing good.
Great. Good.
Tom, I got a right away note. I love that hat. That's a great hat you got there, sir.
That's pretty cool.
Great
yeah.
hat right
yeah.
there. That's a good one.
You had to remember what hat he was wearing.
Yeah, yeah. It happens to me, too. It happens to me, too.
Morning decisions.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Tom, what do we got on the docket today?
Well, number one, this month is Agent Orange Awareness Month.
Mm.
Now, every Vietnam veteran came in contact with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the whole month of the orange blossoms, mm-hmm. Orange October.
Yeah, my Uncle Tim, shout out to my Uncle Tim, just talked to him this weekend and everything, suffered from this and struggles with it. And it was something that didn't get attention for a long time.
That's right.
And it's just really in recent years that he's been getting a lot of the care that he's needed for a long time. Appreciate what our VFW does and with the orange blossoms, with everything the above.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, the interesting thing is... we've been doing research because we do talks at schools quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And research has shown that Vietnam veterans' descendants could go seven generations down.
Oh.
I mean, that's great, 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 great kids.
Yeah.
So it's very important to get that in your records.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, anniversary date. Afghanistan war began in 2001
mm-hmm.
on today. Monthly breakfast over at Grace's. They're eating, and I'm sitting with you guys.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you're missing out, Tom.
You drew the short straw.
And then on Tuesday, we have the Auburndale Coffee with the Vets up at Auburndale High School. That's mm-hmm. quite an event up there. People from Rapids are going up there and everything.
Nice.
And then Morning Joe and Dole. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Stevens
Point.
That's a great
one. So good.
And Tuesday night, Culver's night for the VFW. So we were there from 4 to 8, opening door, greeting people, and remember, everybody's got to eat.
Yep, yep.
That's right. Get some Culver's in your life and know that you're helping out your community at the same time.
Right. And then on Wednesday, we have the Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church starting about 7:30. And let's see, also on Wednesday is American Legion Post 9's meeting at 7 o'clock.
Tom, real quick, if you don't mind, when it comes to Heroes Cafe, have had some listeners ask over the years and everything and like to bring it up from time to time. If you guys are ever looking for volunteers or ever need some extra hands over there, please let us know. We'll make sure to mention it to the audience.
Right, and if anybody is interested, just contact Heroes or Crossview Church. Ask for Pastor Dan DeRoshi. He's in charge of it over there. He's an Air Force veteran from Iraq, so they can always use some extra help.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Let's see, and then
we had American Legion Post 9 meeting on Wednesday, October 9th, and going from there.
Okay, Thursday we have the Rudolph American Legion Post. Their meeting is at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Thursday, the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 is having their meeting. New start time, we're starting at 5 because, you know, darkness and driving slippery roads. So we're starting at 5 o'clock instead of 6. And then on Friday, we're doing the flag presentation at the Assumption football game.
That's going to be cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. You're
wear your warm clothing
so
that
true.
Night.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then on Sunday, October 13th, the U.S. Navy was established in 1775.
Yeah.
So they're having their anniversary this year.
That, by the way, that's one of my favorite things because it's like, wait a minute. 1770, that was before we had a country.
Isn't that crazy?
We had a Navy.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Those ships would probably be cool.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then on Thursday, the VFW meeting on October 17th, starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday's anniversary, the Women's Army Corps established in 1978 with the WACS.
Very nice.
It's another great one.
See, Grenada started in anniversary on October 23rd. Grenada campaign began in 1983.
Gosh.
I know.
That's incredible. I got goosebumps when you said that, man. I hadn't thought about it, and that it was that. It's crazy to think that it was that long ago, and at the same time, not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for those of us that lived through it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yeah, that is not
glad
ancient
you noted
history.
That. No, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Wednesday, on October 23rd, is the Heroes Cafe again at Crossview,
mm-hmm.
and then on 28th, the Honor Flight number 50. Out of Wausau returns.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you figure they take about 100 vets mm-hmm. per trip.
Yeah.
That's how many vets have gone.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
And then also on Monday the 28th, the author of Tailspin book signing will be at Crossview Church. That's mm-hmm. one where the gentleman fell like 4 miles and lived.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's an amazing story. Yes.
Yeah, you sent us some information on mm-hmm. that, Tom, and that's yeah. a fascinating story. Yeah. yeah.
So the author is going to be here, so a good chance to sit down and mm-hmm. talk with him and you know see what he learned. And then November 2nd, we have the state cross-country meet, which the VFW there presents the colors before the meet mm-hmm. starts.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then we have the Allied Vets on Tuesday, November 5th. And on Sunday, November 10th, mm-hmm. Spaghetti Feed,
yeah.
All You Can Eat,
all
VFW
right.
post.
All right.
We moved it from November 11th because it's interesting because the veterans have all those events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That,
oh, yeah.
That we go to, and these businesses are saying, come and eat free. Well, we're kind of busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. That's better.
It's
yeah.
a smart idea to move mm-hmm. that, yeah.
So that's going to be, like you said, on November 10th. And we have the Mobility for Vets every Wednesday over at Waupaca. We're still doing the car raffle. So
yes.
400 cubic inch, 1972 Pontiac Le Mans.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And if you have any questions, you know, VFW's phone number is 715-600-0401.
And Tom, if people are interested in that car raffle or some of these other things, is that the number to call as far as volunteering or anything else?
Right. And then get a hold of them, and our commander, Sean Plant, will answer the phone. And if you would like some tickets, plural, you can get a hold of him, and he will make arrangements to meet with you, and we can go from there.
Very nice.
Be sure to do that, and be sure to spread the word about these events in your community, everybody. We know how far word of mouth can go. Right. While our listenership is gigantic, we know that word of mouth goes a long ways, and that's what's important here, getting this information out there, making sure that all of our vets, all of our citizens out there understand that these events are going on and attending them, and we'll be certainly talking about them on our morning shows as we go along. Tom, always look forward to talking with you, hanging out with you. Thank you for the time.
No problem. I enjoy it. Traveling in this nice cool weather with a nice warm car.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
You and I will talk off air a little bit. I know that you had an idea that you wanted to get into. We'll get into that off air a little bit, Tom. But thank you for the time. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Tom will be joining us next month again for another monthly Veterans Update. Looking forward to that. Just wanted to touch on a couple of entertainment things, local entertainment things, before we go to our news break real quick. Wanted to remind everybody that our great friends over at Silver Foxes at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have their Let the Spirit Move You production coming up October 24th at 2 o'clock and Friday, October 25th at 6 o'clock and Saturday, October 26th at 2 o'clock as well. Got a couple matinees in there for you. Be sure to check out the Silver Foxes and the great work that they are doing. And keep in mind, if you are of age, you can be a Silver Fox.
That's right.
Go ahead and find out more
about. Not my age.
WRC Theater.
You're almost there, Seth.
Almost. And the auditions for White Christmas, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, directed by Suzanne Becker, are coming up. They are going on today and tomorrow from 6 to 8:30 over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over there, audition, all hands on deck, people. We need a lot
singers
of people for this
dancers.
One.
Yeah. That's right.
All you singers, all you dancers out there, get on out there. Are we human or are we dancer? Find out. I don't know what that was.
Interesting Killers reference there.
I don't know why.
I don't know why
that was. White Christmas, the classic Irving Berlin play, is coming up. Auditions are tonight, tomorrow, 6 to 8:30 over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. And if you are so inclined, you can find out more at wrctheater.org as far as the audition. You can fill out a sheet beforehand if you like, and ask your questions too. Reach out to them and find out more.
Forget about spooky karaoke.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
On the 18th.
Yep, I knew there was something
it's
I was
happening
missing.
From 6 to 9, and this is open to everyone. Kids
That's
are
right.
welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I like karaoke. I think they're a lot of fun. I like just showing up and just eating my popcorn and watching everybody. I can't imagine kids karaoke. I've never seen that.
Oh.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
That is going to be cool.
And I think they're doing like a costume contest and all sorts of fun things. So dress up, come out, have fun.
Yep.
Sing spooky songs.
Spooky karaoke night coming up October 18th at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater right over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Find out more at wrctheater.org. We'll be back after our news break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Madison's Camp Randall Football Stadium is getting ready to host its first concert in 28 years. The UW Athletic Department says Coldplay will bring its world tour to Madison sometime next year. The last concerts at Camp Randall were back in 1997 with the Rolling Stones and U2. The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some people they know because of politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 26th annual Giant Pumpkin Fest was a smashing success over the weekend in Nacoosa. President of the festival, Heather Sayers, said the weather was perfect and the crowd was even bigger than last year.
We actually had, I would say, probably a better crowd than we did last year. We had approximately 10,000 people on Saturday, and I would say probably about 8,000 on Sunday.
They had a tractor show on Saturday and a car show on Sunday. Riverside Park was full of vendors, and children and parents alike enjoyed the carnival and the range of food options available. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater performed The Legend of Sleepy Hollow on Sunday, right before the giant pumpkin drop. The crowd surged toward the smashed pumpkin after the drop to take away a souvenir. Heather said next year will be even better.
Make sure that you come down next year, our 27th year. It's on the first weekend, full weekend in October.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays. To get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We shouldn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To everyone who is a cheese lover like us, Culver's is the place for you.
I'm Culver's team member Sephora, and I get to celebrate my love of cheese with our guests every day. Whether it's our world-class cheddar, Swiss, or American melted on a butter burger, or the gooey golden goodness of our cheese curds, at Culver's, we treat you to the best real Wisconsin cheese. Order ahead on the app or culvers.com for a taste of what we do best.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Lou Ann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Lou Ann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Lou Ann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates. And Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. The bass on that.
I love this song. Mm,
it's good.
Let's play all 9 minutes of the original.
Yes, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. We're just going to sit back now. We're just going to. That'd be a fun show. We just play Halloween music the whole hour. The whole hour.
Yeah.
Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. A gigantic thank you to Beth with the Kitchens Open and Tom with the monthly Veterans Update.
Yeah.
All great stuff. A really great start to the week.
Yes,
it's
we love it.
It's been a fun week.
For sure.
It's going to be a fun week. Get into a little bit of entertainment news. And a celebration of life ceremony was held for Richard Simmons at a cathedral in New Orleans on Saturday. He passed away July 13th from heart disease and complications from a recent fall. His brother Lenny let everyone know that Richard was buried in a classic workout gear. Quote, just like Clark Kent, underneath his beautiful things that he was wearing, his clothing, Richard, is wearing a tank top and shorts. Why, you ask? Because we think that God has another plan for him. We want to make sure that he was going to be in his normal costume that we all know and love to help the saints and the angels get into shape. Richard Simmons will forever be sweating with the holies.
Oh my. How perfect. Normally, I would be like, oh, really? No, I love it. It's perfect.
No, that honestly, I don't know if a pun has ever given me goosebumps before, but that kind of did.
This almost sounds like it could be the script for the next edition of The Good Place.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hilarious.
Yes, well done. Yes.
Yes. Get working on that, Melissa.
And a shout out to his brother Lenny. Like that, you get your brother.
Oh,
you get
man.
Your family.
First of all, is it weird when you have a famous person and you don't ever think they have siblings?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, of course he probably has siblings.
Right,
like, yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's got a brother. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't do that. We don't have this happen very often. Usually it's during playmakers that one of us calls something and we have to make sure that everybody in the world knows, hey, I called that ahead of time. So-and-so was going to lose or so-and-so was going to win.
Right.
But building up to the Joker sequel that came out this past weekend, a lot of the acting community and people that I talked to, there was a lot of... it's excitement, for lack of a better word, and not so much that if it was going to be good or bad or whatever, but at the attempt that was being made with this movie, and just some interest in it. Not necessarily, again, whether it was going to be good or bad or anything, just a lot of interest in this movie.
Right.
And with that, I thought, okay, well, this movie is probably going to do pretty well. But then Thursday, I heard a little bit of rumbling about the reviews of it. And then when I talked to Seth last Friday, Seth called this.
I did.
You called this one, man.
Oh,
you said this movie was not going to do well.
I had a feeling for whatever reason. Now I remember what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
And man, did it do bad.
Ooh.
Like the sequel to The Joker is one of the bigger bombs we have seen in recent memory. It is up there with Morbius.
Oh dear.
Like that's how bad this one did.
Oh, I feel bad.
One of the funniest things, and I was waiting for it this morning and it happened. You've got a million different outlets trying to figure out why.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Postmortem, yep.
But the first one did so good. Why is the second one so bad, doing so bad and being received so bad? And gang, what is probably my catchphrase? What is probably my word tonight would be on a t-shirt for me? Right. Know your audience.
Yep.
It's the number one thing in whatever you are doing, especially when it comes to media. When it comes to whatever media market you are in, whether you're in radio, TV, newspaper, whatever, you got to know your audience. What made the first Joker movie big? What was the fan base that did? A lot of people went and saw that movie.
Yes.
The overwhelming majority of those people were young white men. Mm-hmm. How many young white men do you know that want to go and see a musical?
Like, let alone a musical that's based off of this movie, this franchise.
Yeah.
They did not know their audience. No. They tried to do something creatively different, and I give them credit for that. And that's where the acting community was very excited. Oh, they're going to do something different here.
Right.
Oh, this should be interesting. Being different for the sake of different isn't good creativity. That's not being a creative. That's not art. Mm-hmm. That's just doing the opposite. That's, hey, here's the Mona Lisa. Well, I'm going to do the Manny Lisa. I'm going to do something completely different. No, you just made it a guy.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't do it that differently, man.
So wait, this new Joker movie was a musical?
Yeah. It starred Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I've heard, to be fair, I've heard that a lot of people are giving Lady Gaga credit because they could tell that she pulled back her voice. She wanted to sing like the character, not like Lady Gaga.
Gaga sings, right.
Which is a credit
to her. Now I want to see it.
It's a credit to her as an actor to do that.
I just meant because it's a musical. But yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Credit
to
her for sure.
Look, this is not me taking a shot at the attempt. It's just knowing your audience. Mm-hmm. It's not shocking to see what the movie did. And a lot of people are saying that a lot of the performances were phoned in, including Joaquin Phoenix's, after winning an Oscar playing the role beforehand. That's not good. Not good.
Well, and it's so hard to know with him. He's kind of a wild card.
Yeah.
Not to belabor the Joker thing there. Can I make another prediction?
Yeah.
And this will take a longer time to figure out. This has all the makings of a cult classic.
Yes.
This is something that people are going to be like doing. It's going to find an audience, not a big one, but it's going to find an audience. And they're going to be people that are like so much, they're going to be big on this. And it's going to find a second life. Now, Warner Brothers is going to be like, well, who cares? You know, we just lost a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
But I think they will find its audience eventually.
The thing that bothers me about this is that this gives those executives you're just talking about all the ammunition they need when a creative comes in and says, hey, I want to try something different. Yeah. No, give me something with IP. Give me a repeat. Give me a rerun. Give me a prequel. Give me a sequel to Lord of the Rings. Give me. And IP. This hurts that argument.
It does.
It really does. But I think you're right about that as far as it could possibly be a cult classic.
What they could have done instead of doing it with the Joker sequel is they could have done another movie that did this. And I think it might have had a better chance because the expectations, like you were saying, the audience was like, forget this. I don't want to deal with it. This is the stupid idea, right?
Standalone.
Right.
The first movie and this movie have very little, if anything, to do with the DC Comics or Joker.
Right.
I actually think I would really be more into these movies and would be 1,000 times better if you just made them a random guy. You don't have to put clown makeup on him. Like, if you just made the character, I saw the first one, and if you just took away the clown makeup and just had him playing the role, is that an interesting movie?
Mm.
You throw the Joker thing in there, and it takes away from it. It pulls it to it in a direction.
All these expectations about the Joker, right?
Yes.
Of who he is, because he's got this long legacy of all this different media and everything. Yeah.
There's plenty of movies like Falling Down with Michael Douglas or Taxi Driver.
That's exactly
or
what I was thinking.
Any of these kind of movies where you can make a movie off of a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And it does very well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to throw the paint on him. You know, I think that's what really hurt these movies, and that's hard for me to say as a big fan of that character.
Right.
But it didn't go well.
Fascinating.
The movie cost $206 million to make. It grossed $20 million.
Oh.
Oof.
That's rough.
Yep. Yeah.
$206 million.
A lot of people lost some jobs today.
A lot of American dreams down the tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're $4.4
million. Nicely done, Melissa. Wrapping up our entertainment section, I just wanted to wrap up on a good note. And a big tip of the cowboy hat to the country world. They have showed up big time when it comes to donating money for the victims of Hurricane Helene.
Good for them.
Dolly Parton personally donated $1 million of her own money, plus another million from her various businesses. Dolly said, "These are my people."
Mm-hmm.
Sturgill Simpson announced a benefit show in Cary, North Carolina to make up for his show in Asheville that was canceled due to the hurricane. All of the proceeds will go to the North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund.
That's cool.
Eric Church released a new song called Darkest Hour and signed over all of the rights and royalties to the people of North Carolina for hurricane relief.
Wow.
That's great.
And again, very, very good gesture. Very wow.
Good.
So 10 years from now, if somebody downloads that song, that money will go to that relief fund.
Yep.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever.
Yep.
Sorry, Melissa. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they're still going to be recovering then.
Yeah. That's,
yes.
That's a big, strong point to bring up. I apologize for talking over you. I just got excited about that idea. What a cool idea. And again, to remind the audience how few creatives own their actual work.
Yeah.
How few of them actually, to give that up for something
that's
like
this. That's a big deal. That is a big deal.
Man, I'm a big fan of his. I didn't know I could become a bigger fan of Eric Church's. I really do like him. And speaking of being a big fan of people, Miranda Lambert. I have owned this. I own this. I have an issue. I don't know what it is, but Miranda Lambert's one of my people. She donated over $100,000 to help animals after Hurricane Helene from the Mutt Nation Foundation that she started.
Mm-hmm.
That woman just keeps doing good work.
Right.
Just a great job by everybody involved. We'll take a time out and we'll come back and let you know four ways to make your bedroom more like a hotel room. I don't know why.
That's the goal.
That's what I want.
I guess that's coming up. It's coming up.
Pyramid.
On the morning show here at WFHR.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sunny, crisp, and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a high fire danger still in place. With these dry conditions and breezy winds, avoid burning. And we stay clear tonight and drop cold with another potential frost. We get a touch warmer for tomorrow in the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
I don't know why, it just feels like a good wrap-up song.
I'm with you.
It's like a good song to wrap up the show with.
Oh, please don't play this every day.
Just when Melissa's on with you, just play it then.
I noted.
No,
that is noted,
Melissa.
You bring
up my checkered past, and I don't want to relive it.
That is good to know, Melissa. Okay, yeah, but you're going to be hearing this one again. Melissa's on. I do want to get to this one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We will take you to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good Monday show. Great Monday. Great way to kick off the week. Would you be starting the week with more prep in your step or pep in your step if you set your bedroom up like a hotel room? A poll found 73% of people sleep better in hotels. 73%.
What? So I need to add a mini fridge? Is
yes.
What you're telling me?
A very expensive one. Yes. Yes.
73%. Ah.
That's wrong and weird.
That is. I'm with you.
You need to, in order to make your room, you need to have somebody just on the other side of the other wall just making noises. And you're wondering what those noises are.
Bang on the wall. We're all moving into apartment buildings. Got it.
Yeah. Lifehacker.com did a list of four ways to make your bedroom feel more like one. First one is privacy, but the rest aren't too good, or too hard, I should
okay.
say.
Okay, yeah, right.
Upgrade your bedding. Even mid-tier hotels have high-end mattresses. The pillows, sheets, and duvets are also high quality. A lot of hotels sell their that stuff now, or they'll at least tell you which brands they use.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. That's an interesting fact.
They get a lot of washing.
That's true.
Not the mattresses, obviously, but
the sheets and everything else.
Be real with everybody right now. I've never seen the word duvet spelled out.
I'm telling you, that was brilliant. The way James read that, he did. It was right on, smooth, man.
I saw that word.
Kudos.
I did not know what that word was until I said it out loud.
And you said it perfectly.
I know what it is.
Yeah, right.
I've never seen the word spelled out before. That's a weird. D-U-V-E-T-E-S.
Yes.
D-U-V-E-T-E-S.
Excellent.
That's weird.
Just call it a comforter.
Yeah, right? That's a lot
easier. But it sounds better if you said duvet. Yeah.
This is duvet over there. Make your bedroom darker. Even if you turn on every light in their hotel in a hotel room, they're typically pretty dark. Less light tends to be equal better sleep, so they usually have blackout curtains, too.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. One of the best investments I ever made, blackout curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so great.
They're handy.
Cool the room down. The ideal temperature for a sleep is cooler than you think, around 65 degrees.
Oh, wow.
That's one reason hotel rooms are so cold.
Okay, because you actually sleep better. Okay, makes sense, okay.
Oh, I always like to have it cool in my bedroom at night.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, if I have any chance at sleeping, it's got to be a little cooler, yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, James, the penguins, that's a little much.
I mean, you know? No apologies. They chose it that way. They get to pick the temperature.
Wonder he can't get any sleep. He's frozen.
I don't care. Don't care. Sleep with penguins. It's awesome.
Excellent band name.
Yes.
Sleep with penguins.
Yes, that's a good
name. That's, man.
Copyright.
No,
that.
Actually, it's not.
No. I know. It just
Welcome, everybody, for sleeping with penguins. Where are y'all going? Where are Keep your bedroom clean. Studies have shown filth and clutter have a negative impact on sleep. Hotel rooms are cleaned regularly, and they always make the bed.
I have I've heard that before about having a cleaner room does help with the sleep. I have heard that.
Yeah. This is part of the reason why people that struggle to sleep but don't know what they could do to make things better but don't realize that is one of the things. Mm. You lay in bed, and whether you realize it or not, your subconscious is worried about the clutter. The better you now, everybody not everybody can do this, but this is one of the reasons why I encourage people to keep up on cleaning because it really does affect your sleep. This is something that for 20 some years I've been reading about and how important that is.
So those are all actually pretty good suggestions.
Pretty all right.
They're not saying add room service or like something like that. It's like, make sure your shower head doesn't work, or something like that.
Yeah. Make sure you have one good towel and then the one really small towel that nobody maybe a 5-year-old might be able to use, right. And
that's a bath mat.
It's
not a towel. It's a bath mat.
I thought you were talking about the hand towel.
I know they say that, but. So keep that in mind, everybody.
I appreciate all of those suggestions because they all sound really good. I sleep horribly in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just don't sleep well in them. I don't know what
I sleep best in my own bed.
Yeah, that must be it.
Let's go ahead and take a quick look at a new trend that is going around.
Mm.
If you're into jeans on casual Fridays or some of those kind of things, maybe this might be new for you. It might be something to try. Bathrobes.
Fridays?
Bathrobes are the hot new fashion trend this fall. Not a joke. Vogue magazine just endorsed the look. Bathrobe-inspired dresses keep popping up on the red carpet.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Angelina Jolie just stepped out in a coat that looked like a bathrobe in New York last week. And a writer for the New York Post called it the latest in post-pandemic unpretentiousness. After the lockdowns, we all stopped caring so much about what we looked like and wanted to go more for comfort. Welcome to the fold. I've been doing this since I was 13.
And they're just called wrap dresses.
Yeah.
Not a bathrobe.
So that's what I was going to ask Melissa, because I'm going to show to Seth. That looks like what I...
I can see where it has kind of a bathrobe feel to it. But yeah, that's what you're... Yeah, basically. You're right, Melissa. Yeah.
I feel like they just don't know about that trend, Melissa, the people that are calling it this or
Wait,
something.
Wait. By the way, the phrase post-pandemic unpretentiousness is mind-blowingly pretentious.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
The antithesis of the word.
It is. Good grief.
And I don't believe you can say pretentiousness unless you say it like this.
Yes, rather.
Okay, but I just tried to do a search for bathrobe dresses, and all I got were bathrobes. I would not wear these.
That's
anywhere.
The secret, Melissa. They're actually just bathrobes. No,
that's a whole trend that I don't know if we need.
I think we can avoid that one.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm okay without doing that one.
Let's go ahead and look at our schedule and look at some good stories of the day. We got a great one lined up for you today. Join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine. We kick off the week with style. In part one, we've got Kyle and Elizabeth joining us from our city planning council.
Cool.
We're going to be talking about the Wisconsin Rapids downtown master plan, the public meetings coming
so
up.
So fascinating, yeah.
Get into a little more
very
of that.
Cool.
Looking forward to that. Always a good conversation with Kyle. That'll be a little bit later. And in part two, we wrap up. I believe it's our final chance to talk with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants.
Yeah. Love it.
We have Reese, Isabel, McKenna, Aaliyah, and Devin joining us.
All right.
All going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Very cool. Great.
And then from 5 to 6 today, Playmakers. Be sure to join us for that. Going to be a great show today. We're looking forward to it. Seth, you've got a couple things wanted to touch on as well.
Well, we did want to remind everyone about Day of Caring. That is coming up here. It's on October 26th. This starts at the breakfast and registration starts at 8 a.m. Free breakfast, by the way, if you sign up for this. Raking begins at about 9. Make sure you get your team together. That's a great way of doing it. And the breakfast will be at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, 2411 36th Street South. Man, that's hard to say. To register as a volunteer, just go to their website, uwswac.org, or call 715-421-0390. They also have forms complete the form. If you're under 18, I'll get this out. If you're under 18, you do have to have a release form that you have to fill out, everyone. And that's, like Terry said last week, that's mostly for pictures that they want to post online about it to make sure that you are okay with that.
Permission.
So sign up today, everyone. It's a great thing. My family and I have done it for the past several years, and it's always a fun, very fulfilling afternoon. So. Morning and afternoon, I should say.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to find that and reach out to our friends at the United Way. Mm-hmm. Our good friends at the ODC have their very successful haunted warehouse coming back.
Yes. I can attest, man. I stood in line for a long time. That was very busy last year.
This is free to the public. It is taking place over at the ODC on Friday, October 18th, 6 o'clock, and then Saturday, October 19th at 9:30. Or 6 to 9:30 both days. 6 to 9:30 both days. This is fun for the whole family. It again will take place at 1191 Huntington Avenue, and they are in need of some items, everybody. Let's help them keep this free. Bags of Halloween candy, spider webs, AA and AAA batteries, caution tape, lights, beef netting, plastic spiders, command hooks, gently used Bluetooth speakers. Any of this would be greatly appreciated by the ODC. And you know that when you're taking in the haunted house, you'll be like, oh, there's my item. Or, oh, there's my
that's
thing.
Really, that's cool. I hadn't thought about that.
And everything.
By the way, they need spider webs. I got plenty. They want real ones, right? I got plenty for them. Right. So I can just go to my basement. Yeah.
Reach out to the ODC at odc.com, odc.com, or find them on Facebook and message them, everybody. And thank you, Pam, for getting this to us. We have an update on the truck that is bringing items for Hurricane Helena relief.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. The truck is half full, so they'll be collecting items until the truck is full. Keep that in mind. They're looking to collect items over at Lowe's Shopping Center. They're bringing these items to Lowe's Shopping Center in Asheville. They're looking water, baby formula, hygiene items, cleanup supplies, generators, chainsaws. Cash donations are accepted. You can drop these items off at the semi-trailer at Pick and Save on A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, over at Pick and Save, you can drop these items off. And if you need more information, contact Andy at 715-459-4153. That's 459-4153. Or Sue at 305-766-2025. That's 305-766-2025. Thank you to everybody who has donated items and to all of these individuals working so hard on this.
Yes, very important.
Greatly appreciate everybody's work on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do this if you had to? A small twin-engine plane was flying from Las Vegas to Monterey, California on Friday when the pilot passed out.
Oh, no.
So the only passenger on board had no choice but to land the plane herself.
Wow.
Air traffic control talked her through it, and she touched down at an airport in Bakersfield, California. The pilot was taken to a hospital, and the woman who landed the plane wasn't hurt.
Wow. That actually happens in real life, not just in the movies.
It's incredible.
That's really remarkable. It is.
And here's some real-life Lassie stuff, man. A cop in Washington State randomly saw a dog sitting in the middle of a road, and she refused to get in his patrol car. And then she led him to a cabin where her 84-year-old owner was in trouble.
Oh, wow.
He had fallen and hurt his leg, and he had been stuck there for hours without access to medication. Police say the 13-year-old dog literally saved his life.
Wow.
Her name is Gitta, but I imagine that Lassie's going to
come up, yes.
Probably going to be a nickname Gitta is going to be hearing from now on.
Wow.
And Gitta got a lot of treats. A lot of treats.
Deserve it. Deservedly so.
Mm-hmm. Cool as that. Facebook helped a couple in Australia find their long-lost wedding ring from 57 years ago.
Whoa.
They got married in Scotland in 1967, and a random guy there found it in his collection of Super 8 reels. Interesting. I don't know how that ended up in there.
There's a story for you.
Yeah, he posted a still image of them 6 months ago, but the wife only saw it recently after randomly joining a Facebook group and just happened to come across it.
Wow.
It turned out they knew the guy's uncle, and they had left the tape in his projector after watching it. They'd only seen the footage that one time until now.
Wow.
So they were returning the item. The ring ended up in there and showed up. That's how it ended up in
there.
Oh,
my gosh. Wow. What a story. What a great story.
Man, that is – how frustrated are you that all the places you've looked all these years, and that's where it ended up?
Everything ends up in Scotland, apparently. Yeah, apparently. So that's where you got to look next time.
Apparently.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. I got to go. Yep. I left something in Scotland.
You can go pick it up. Yep. And she'll be back by tomorrow's show, everybody.
Yes.
Great show, you two. Have a good day.
You too, man.
You too, Jay.